It's that time on a Friday when we play various letter-oriented games, be it SMH or WTF. We call it the Crunch Time Tool Shed. But before we begin with the nominations, we call on our proprietor to open the tool shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Jesus. All right, we'll start with ESPN, the basketball division. These idiots actually spent resources, time, and I'm guessing some big bucks for a flight to Lithuania to send Jeff Goodman to the Southern Europe Baltic State to cover the Bopsy twins, Fredo and Junior, a.k.a. the Ball Brothers. Here we are in the middle of the NBA season. College hoops have started to crank out a conference play. Days from the college football national title game. NFL playoffs begin in less than 24 hours. And the same people who covered Brett Favre working out at a high school in Mississippi or Tim Tebow's press conference to become the third-string quarterback for the crappy Jets, well, they're at it again. And now Daddy Ding Dong has landed. And it's not only ESPN. They're just the leaders. They showed a scene at the baggage claim at the airport. It was a mob scene like the Beatles had landed in 1964. And it makes you realize the intellect of our world has taken a Tyson overhand right. All right, I'm going to call this one more of a contingency, but I'm going Mark Davis and the Oakland Raiders. So bringing back John Gruden is one thing, and I guess I'm projecting till Tuesday's presser. 10 years, $100 million for a guy who was a pretty good coach, won a Super Bowl with a basic ready-made squad, hasn't coached in a decade, and yeah, unless they opened the vault, Gruden probably wasn't leaving his lucrative gig as the lead analyst for ESPN's Monday Night Football. History, however, challenges this because aside from Dick Vermeil, who I believe was away from the game for 13 full seasons, came back, got lucky Trent Green got hurt, put in Kurt Warner and won a Super Bowl. A coach who leaves the game for a substantial time, then attempts to come back, as a rule falls on their face or never comes close to achieving what they had accomplished previously. See Joe Gibbs, Mike Ditka, Art Shell, Tom Flores. It's a bold move. Raider fans are excited. It might turn out to be the smart move. It wins the sports section for a few days, but it comes with no guarantees and a long line of evidence it ain't going to work out. Next up, Knicks power forward Kristaps Porzingis. By the way, what is my world coming to? A few weeks ago, Jeter, now Zinger. Do I have my Zinger jersey on? No. All right. Nick is not. I don't know if Nick is ever going to be the same after this segment. So, Zinger's tired. Well, wait. What are you tired of? Being young, wealthy, a celebrity in New York City, a high-level athlete in a league where no one goes ka-ching on a more consistent basis. Oh, I'm sorry. You meant tired as in fatigued. You're 22. You've played 32 48-minute basketball games with commercial breaks, mostly with nights off before and after. And again, you're 22. Some have come to his defense saying his hot start perhaps set unreal expectations. He did score 300 points over his first 10 games, which was a franchise record, but it's that franchise. Though I'd think Chamberlain's 50 a game for a year might be safe. And by the way, the GOAT, Michael Jordan, averaged 30 over 1,200 career regular season and playoff games. So, yeah, maybe he's a little banged up. yeah, maybe he's just a year older than the drinking age. He's still adapting to a new culture. And even though they're a horrible franchise, it's still the New York Knicks. So hopefully this is one of those glitch comments. But on the surface, NTB, I told you, the initials come around frequently here, not terribly bright. Yeah, I'm going to go with ESPN, the basketball division. Quite often, whether it's politics or celebrity or sport, you wonder about a story. And then, you know, I'm not big on bashing the media because, especially with athletes and coaches and, you know, Nick Saban making $9 million a year, ain't doing that without TV money and local radio deals and, you know, the fanaticism and allowing for the media outlets to be the conduit between the team and the fans. But, man, this ball dude is just, he's wearing thin. I keep waiting. All right, 15 minutes are up. Oop, they reset the clock. That's another 50 up. They reset the clock. That's another 15 minutes. I thought Lithuania was safe. I was wrong. So ESPN, the basketball division, our first inductee into the 2018 Crunch Time Toolshed, and we are going to keep a running total of it this year. Just like I'm going to hit you with my 10 and 10. All right. And now that we have an inductee, folks, let's close the Crunch Time Toolshed.
My only focus is to play baseball, the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
Alex. You know, it's amazing how many people tell me that is it time to find a new landlord for the Crunch Time Toolshed? And I'm like, if you listen to the opening and the close, I don't know if in good conscience we could ever replace him, because that's about the most smug. You know, we say who's the most punchable face this week? A-Rod lingers.
I know the tool shed is closed, but can I nominate Nazem Kadri of the Toronto Maple Leafs?
Sure.
He pulled Joe Thornton's beard out in a fight. Who pulls hair? Come on, man.
Oh, first of all, I was saying, if I'm in a fight and a guy's beard is all I can grab, it's going down, baby.
Especially against somebody like that who would just
it's
waste
a huge
me.
Chunk of beard that came out, too. Maybe that's kind of hurt.
Maybe don't have so much beard. And go around fighting people.
Yeah, we talked to my Joe Thornton that way.
We went through the whole the NFL ball carriers primarily who had the dreads, and they had to rule on it. It's like, dude, it's part of your uniform.